La Duchesse by Curtis A. Bass. So, what's up, sis? Yeah, what's this big discovery you said you have? Cat's two brothers had gathered with her in the study after she told them she had big news. Although Carlo at 17 was older and Paolo at 14 was younger than her, they were like two peas in a pod. No one would mistake them for anything but brothers. They had their father's Mediterranean colouring, while Cat more closely resembled their Scandinavian mother.
"I've uncovered information about the spook," she said in a heavy whisper.
The spook was the nickname they had given to Duchess Demidova. La Duchessa, as she wished to be addressed, cut a striking figure in the St. Georgian court. She was whip-thin, jet-black hair always pulled back in a tight bun, slightly bulging eyes forming a sharp, severe scowl for the world. She consistently dressed in black and crept about the palace, quiet as a spider. No one knew how old she was. People said she came to the palace when their father was a boy, a minor royal, displaced by communist expansion. The three children felt she was extremely creepy, as Paolo expressed it. He once referred to her as the spook in jest, and it just stuck. Cat presented them a mass of books and photos on the table.
"I found all this in some chests in the West Wing. I think it's fascinating."
"You know we aren't supposed to go there. Papa said it's not safe. A floor or roof could collapse at any moment," Carlo said. As heir, he often felt he should lead them on expeditions and chide them when they did something he deemed dangerous.
"It looked pretty safe to me. I'm wondering, are there other reasons they want us out of those rooms?"
"Oh, you and your conspiracy theories. You're always trying to make normal things seem mysterious and just cause a stir," Carlo said.
"Yeah,"
Paolo echoed, as he did most things Carlo said. Cat just rolled her eyes and began to show them what she had found.
"Here's Papa and Mum's wedding photos. He looks so dashing in his uniform, and Mum's dress was just the best. Here are some crowd scenes from the reception."
The boys looked at the colour pictures from before they were born with mild interest. Grand Prince Giovanni's wedding to Sweden's Princess Diana was the social event of the season some 20 years ago. Some smirked or made whispered comments that the groom was more than twice the age of the bride, but they had always seemed happy together. His first wife had died after giving birth to a girl, their half-sister, Victoria. If Giovanni did not have a male heir, the entire country would revert to a papal state. Mum had done her duty, providing an heir, a spare, and Cat.
"So," Carlo said, "look, here, in the back of the crowd. It's the spook. Noticed anything?"
"She's wearing black and looks pissed off. That's how she always looks," he answered. "What else?" "I don't know. She just looks like she always looks," Carlo said, throwing up his hands and blowing out air.
"Exactly," Cat crowed. "She hasn't changed a bit in 20 years. Here are some close-ups I made. Not one bit of difference."
"Well, that's probably makeup. And it's not like she actually does anything other than haunt the palace," Carlo said. This caused Paolo to giggle. Cat looked down her nose at him.
"And this is a picture from Papa's first wedding, 30 years ago," she continued.
The colour photograph was slightly faded, but the boys could see where Cat pointed was the scowling face of the spook.
"Once again, no change. And this photo from Papa's coronation over 40 years ago, back here in the back of the crowd, the spook."
"So what are you saying? She's some kind of immortal?" Carlo wasn't sure whether to just laugh in his sister's face or go on to more interesting activities. Paolo, however, was rapt.
"I've done some research. La Duchessa Natalia Mikhailovna Demidova, supposedly Romanian nobility of Russian extraction. I cannot find any record of her before 1950.